Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. Well, Al, we were talking about sort of the entry-level Ferrer reports last week. And you've been kind enough to take the challenge and take us up a couple of rungs in the Ferrer report ladder.
Right. And just a little bit of background. When I went to Portugal last year, I did stop in the town of Oporto. And I was able to visit the Ferreira Port Lodge. Ferreira had been one of the very few Portuguese-owned port lodges. They're not well-known in this country. They deserve a much wider audience because, Hugh, these people really are just so dedicated to quality. They're very classy people, a pleasure to have met them. And I just adore the wines. I'm going to talk about two that I've had a chance to taste recently that are a little more expensive. Let's start with the 10-year Tawny.
Okay.
Now, Tawny is a separate program. Porthouses have two parallel programs for all intents and purposes. The wines that are kept in glass, like the rubies and like the vintage ports, very, very little aging in oak or in wood. Then they have another parallel line that are the tawnies, and these do see considerable age in wood. And what happens is the wine becomes a lot more mellow. It develops a different color. It's not a deep red.
Right.
You get a little bit of brown at the edge. And the word that I love to apply to all tawnies is mellow. And the older the wine, the more mellow they get. In point of fact, most port lodges consider their 20-year tawnies to be on a more or less on a par with their vintage ports in terms of prestige and what they really are putting into the wine. So I had a chance to taste a 10-year Tawny, which is kind of in the middle of the pack, and I was just so wonderfully impressed with it. It had a distinctly tawny color, that is that red with those warm brown highlights. The aroma was classic. There was sweet toffee, hints of raspberry, buttery sweet rolls.
That makes sense with that.
On the palate, the wine was so smooth and so clear and so focused. There was a blanket of warm mellowness that covered it all. There were muted citrus flavors, cherry preserves, a touch of dark chocolate. It was just so good. $30.
Oh, that's a great price for
that.
Yeah,
and keep in mind, this is something that is very age-worthy, and you can put it down in your cellar and just let it age some more. It'll be fine. Oh, I want it with creme brulee. That was the note that I had. I really want this. Now, vintage port, which is, here's how it works. 10 years in a decade, not every year is going to be what they call a vintage year, where all the conditions were just right. But when a port house declares a vintage year, it means that the grapes that they have just gotten to the pinnacle of perfection, as far as they're concerned, and they will make a special wine out of that. Vintage port, and there may be two or three vintages in a decade,
mm-hmm.
is pretty expensive.
Yes, it is.
But it's also one of the most age-worthy wines in the world.
You can
just lay it down for, give it to your grandchildren. There is an alternative, and here is one of the greatest values I've ever stumbled across. It's Ferreira's late bottled vintage, 2011 vintage port, $26 a bottle.
That's a steal.
And Hugh, this had everything you could ask for from a vintage port. There is a richness, a depth, a thickness to it, sweet flavors and then not-so-sweet flavors, all this incredible complexity. It just brings so much to the table. I have to say the Ferreira late bottled vintage is one of the great bargains out there. I'm going to buy more. I love Ferreira. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.